Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe on odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
It's right on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, if you broke your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, September 17, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. I'm joined each and every show. He's capable. He's funny. It's JJ. How you doing, J?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Well, we're back. We were off 2 weeks. I need the first week off. G has families. Going on the second week. We're back here, and we're glad you joined us here. Let's get some business out of the way quickly. You can listen on your phone, 619-393-6728. You can hit the one button. That gets you into the show. You can also go on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen on your computer. We're also the chat room. So blogtalkradio.com/2, and the number 2 with the G's, and that gets you there, and we're both in the chat room. So, all right, G, we're off for 2 weeks, so we're back. A lot's been going on. What do you got?
Well, first I want to say I can't believe it's been 8 years since Dad passed away. Of course, you miss him a lot. And they say it gets easier as years go by, but I don't think it gets easier. I think you just cope with it. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yes. Yes, I agree. I had dates mixed up. First, I thought it was on my Facebook on the 8th. Then I thought it was the 15th. I don't know why I was all discombobled with it. But, yeah, yesterday we went to the cemetery yesterday. And 8 years, it seems like, it's hard to believe. But you're right. We think about him every day. Every day.
Yeah, I sure do, too. Like I said, miss him and we love him. So, anyway, get back to the show here. We lost a great actor. We lost a great actor, Gene Wilder. So let's go to our corresponding on Gene.
Gene Wilder was born Jerome Silverman on June 11th, 1933. He was a shy kid growing up, but got the acting bug when he was 11. He studied at the Actor's Studio, which is where Jerry became Gene. Since he couldn't picture a marquee reading Jerry Silverman as Hamlet, he took Gene from a novel and Wilder from a playwright. He started off on Broadway and landed a small part in 1967's Bonnie and Clyde, his big screen debut.
I'm gonna tear them apart, those punks.
But a chance meeting with Mel Brooks turned him into a leading man. In 1968, he appeared in the Brooks hit, The Producers.
But under the right circumstances, a producer could make more money with a flop than he could with a hit.
Wilder earned an Oscar nomination and a name for himself in Hollywood.
If I hadn't done that movie and then was nominated for Academy Award and all that, I think I'd still be doing supporting roles on Broadway.
But there were bigger roles to come. In 1971, he captivated in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, creating one of the most endearing characters of the 20th century.
Anything you want to do it, want to change the world.
In the 70s, the Wilder-Brooks collaborations continued with Blazing Saddles.
I used to be called the Waco Kid.
And Young Frankenstein, which he co-wrote.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Another collaboration came in 1976. In Silver Streak, Wilder teamed up with Richard Pryor for the first of four films.
How are we going to get on the train?
That's a good question.
Their on-screen chemistry was undeniable.
Help me! Harry! Do anything! Do anything! Please!
And the pair took the box office by storm. But there was one buddy comedy Pryor wasn't available for. In 1982, Wilder starred opposite Saturday Night Live alum Gilda Radner in Hanky Panky. They fell in love, married 2 years later, and starred in two more movies. Wilder himself admitted his marriage to Radner wasn't an easy one, and it ended tragically with Radner losing a two-year battle with cancer in 1989. Wilder married for the last time in 1991 and later faced his own cancer battle, beating non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1999. He acted little in his later years, staying away from the big screen, but appearing occasionally on TV, including an Emmy-winning spot on Will and Grace.
I'll fire me, Stein.
When we think of Gene Wilder, we often think of him in pairs. Wilder and Pryor, Wilder and Brooks, Wilder and Radner. But in the scope of American cinema, Gene Wilder stands out all on his own. He will always be remembered as a gentle and insightful actor, and his body of work will endure for generations to come.
That's all right, isn't it?
Adam Housley, Fox News.
Thanks, Adam, on that anyway, bro. I mean, Gene Wilder, I mean, one of the Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, I mean, classic movies, The Producers. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that when it comes to comedy movies.
Yeah, I mean, I love some of his movies. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan, but I watched some of his movies and his eyes, everything was just—it was hilarious. So, yeah, that was he's a big actor. And so, all right, brother. Any others?
That's it for me.
Okay, I just want to give a little shout out though. Mom lost a good friend, Gloria. She lived in your building there. The woman was like 90. It's going to be 93 in November, but this woman was still going. I mean, up to 90, 91, 92, she was still going to the pool, exercising. She was driving, you know, but then she had a fall, you know, and with her hip, and then they put her in a place, and then she moved up to Vermont. I guess she had another accident, and, you know, she passed away about a week ago, a week and a half ago. So, let's talk to Gloria. Okay, brother, let's go in where football started. And, of course, I'm in that pool in Arizona. I don't know why. I've been winning the last couple of years. I mean, I win money. But I had a rough first week. But what's your thoughts on football, brother? College, professional, opening day. What you got for football?
Well, first of all, you know, watching the Giants last week, I was getting freaking annoyed. That, you know, every game that they play against the Cowboys has got to come down to the wire, you know. I mean, they went out and spent $200 million on their defense, and that they were making that rookie look like, you know, like he was Roger Staubach back there for a second. I mean, third down and seven, first down, third down, blah, blah, you know. But at least they won the game 20-19, so they move on from there and play the Saints. But you know what kills me about it is I got a question. I mean, whose fan base is more delirious, bro? The Dallas Cowboy fan base or the Jet fan base? You know, every year, the beginning of the year, Dallas is going to win their fan base. I mean, they can't do nothing wrong. They're going to win. They're going to win the Super Bowl. The Jet fans, they win one game, they're going to win the, you know, they're going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. So my question to you, what fan base you think is more delirious, the Dallas Cowboys or the Jet fans?
Well, go based upon history, I mean, I think the Jet fans are more delirious because they haven't done crap since the 60s, 69. Now, Dallas hasn't done anything either since the 90s. But just based on track record, you know, I think the Jet fans are probably more delirious. But I understand what you're saying, and that's the thing about these Jet fans, and, you know, that's why I don't even consider myself a Mets fan anymore, and I can see why people thought they were annoying. But I think the Jet fans are more delirious, but that's what I think on that one, brother. And then you also mentioned something about Joe, and I know we're moving from pro, we can go back. For college, you were mentioning something in our pre-meeting we had about Joe Paterno. What was going on with that?
What Penn State, I mean, they just can't let this go and let it sit. I mean, what Penn State did today was they had a 50-year anniversary of Joe Paterno's first game on campus. Okay, now, here's a guy who hired one of the most disgusting coaches that I can remember, Jerry Sandusky, who was a pedophile who ruined so many kids' lives, is in jail now for 60 years. But you'll never see the end of that because he's, I think, 60 years old already, but... And back in 1976, it's alleged that a kid went up to Joe and told him about it, and he was more important with the college and the wins. So he did absolutely nothing about it, and I'm sorry, he's not the one who did the deed, but he was on campus with one, and had hired one of the worst pedophiles in history, and they're going to honor him today again, Penn State. I mean, to me, I find that disgraceful.
What was it, the 50, what did you say, they honored him today? Why, because it was the 50th year they hired him or something? What was the special occasion today?
50 years of first win.
Oh, first win, yeah. Well, I'm with you, brother, on this one. I mean, there's no way in hell that Joe Paterno, who probably have more power in that city than the mayor, than the police, from anybody, and to say he didn't know, well, come on, he's just as culpable, in my opinion. So I'm with you on that. There's no way they should honor him, but you know, yeah, some people just not gonna let that go. They're gonna think of him as some sort of the greatest, you know, college coach of all time, and you know, and they're just not gonna let that go. But I'm with you on that one, brother. 100%.
I mean, there are some ex-football players, stars, who want the college to apologize to the family for putting down that, you know, the statue and all that. They want him to apologize to the family. What is up with this world, bro?
Who is that? The parents of the some of the players were doing that. Some ex-players.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, brother. So I know I'm switching gears a lot, but I go back to that Dallas Jets. You agree? I mean, they're both delusional with these Dallas and Jets, but I think the Jets fans are more delusional. And Frank, I do respect the Steelers, but those fan base. If you want my opinion, I have no stats for this. I think there are more Steelers fans than any other for football. You go to any away game. I mean, even in Giant Stadium, you got the terrible towels there. Steelers, you can have a reason for being proud. And I think, I'll say this again, I'm a general manager. Or I'm a player. I'm picking Mike Tomlin. I love that coach. I love the way he handles himself either when he loses or he wins. Love him. But what do you think, brother, about you asked me the question, what's your opinion on the Dallas Jet fans? Who's more delusional?
Yeah, it really kills me that with these Dallas fans, I mean, you know, they need Romo. I'm sorry, okay? I don't care what you say. As soon as Romo goes out, we got Dak Prescott. He, you know, he looked good in preseason, blah, 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 blah. I mean, every year it's the same thing. It's even with the talking heads of sports. How do you pick a team to win a division every year when they lose 12 games one year 10 games, and you know what I mean? Lose 3 straight years in the final game of the year, constantly picking the Dallas Cowboys to win. And they're just as delusional as their fans. And with the Jet fans, calm down, guys. You know what I mean? They're just as annoying as you know, the Met fans now. Because the Mets are having a little, you know. I mean, win something. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Win something first before you guys open your mouth.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Dallas hasn't won in years. I mean, the 90s is so far gone. But at least they have, you know, Super Bowl. Jets haven't won since 69. But the Jets are a good team this year. But you're right. Be quiet. I mean, even when the Dallas, when the Giants beat the Dallas, I know a couple of Dallas fans, I kept quiet. You know what I'm saying? I kept the lips sealed. I mean, they're in the wrong. They know how it goes. But, you know, the critics, they love Dallas for some reason. But I understand it. Because Philadelphia stinks. They've never won a Super Bowl. Washington stinks. And the Giants, you know, you can look on paper. They did this. They did that. But they stink every year in the regular season. And even when they won the Super Bowls, it was a shock. So, but I do understand what you're saying.
What I say is, if all the teams stink, you got to go with who has the best quarterback in the division.
Right.
We do. We're one of the best receivers in the division. You know what I mean? But,
I agree. All right there, brother. Well, let's move on to getting near the end of baseball. You're still sticking to your prediction. I'm doing pretty good in the National League, though. I have to be honest with you, brother. I had Nationals winning, the Cubs winning. I had the Giants winning the division. That's where my little mess up is. And the Dodgers getting the wild card. But it's kind of flipped a little there. I'm rooting for St. Louis. Oh, real quick, shout out to Frank McGann. Shout out to Frank McGann. I don't get the New York sports, you know, Mike Francisco and all that. Frank sent me 2 good links with interviews with Wally Backman. I was able to listen to it, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you, Frank, for that. But baseball, brother, you're the Yankees and the Giants. How you feel about that prediction right now?
First of all, you said the Miami Marlins.
We'll be in second place. You're right. I didn't say that.
Okay. And my thing was that the Mets were going to make it and the Giants, okay? And I figured the Cardinals had their run. And it's kind of surprising that they're still in there. I did pick the Yankees. And until Thursday, I had a shot. Until Thursday, when the relief pitchers came into the game and shit their pants. And it finally caught up with the Yankees. Getting rid of the bullpen. I mean, they've been hanging on. They've been getting by with their bullpen game after game. They put up a good fight. I mean, I was enjoying it. And then Thursday came, and that was devastating when you have a 5-1 lead going into the eighth inning, 5-1 lead, and you lose the game 7-5. With 2 outs in the ninth inning, 2 outs in the ninth inning, still leading 5-2. And then that was it. So they lost yesterday, and they lost today. They had a, once again, 3-0 lead, 5-2 lead. I mean, these guys, pitchers come in, they can't get a batter out. I don't understand how they make it to the major leagues. They can't get a batter out. You go up 3-0, 3-2. You go up 5-2, 5-4, 5-5, 6-5. I mean, it's a joke. Always pitching scared.
Well,
that was very frustrating. Anyway, I still got the Giants. That was the team that I figured was going to make it.
Yeah, I have the Cubs beating the Boston Red Sox in the World Series. I'm sticking with that. I mean, you might as well wrap it up right now. I know Cubs fans don't want to hear that, but why even bother playing? The Cubs, there's too much time. They're going to be there on a roll for years to come. I'll go back to the Mets. I know, and I'm being serious, actually. I'm not really trying to be funny because I'm going like, to go over the top. I don't even consider myself – I mean, see, you and I think of it differently. You're a fan of the team, and you're going to stick with the team no matter what. You love Billy Martin. They fired Billy Martin. You still rooted for the team with Bob Lemon, I think, and they won in 78. See, you and I are different. I can't stand the owner. I will say, hey, I dislike the owners, Wilpons. I really dislike Sandy Alderson. I don't know what this guy's done in his career, and he thinks he's so good, but I can't stand Sandy Alderson. I can't stand the manager, okay? And I don't like half the players. So how am I a fan of the Mets? I don't understand why I got to be. You know what I'm saying? I think of it differently than you do. I'm not a fan of the Mets. I hope they lose. I hope that, even though they got a stupid schedule coming up here with all these terrible teams. But I'm hoping St. Louis does it. I know you think I'm crazy, And you're going to go after me for it. But I don't, I'm not a fan of the Mets, brother. I just hated them so long now. I don't like them. I'm not a Mets fan. And if Wally Bassett gets a shot somewhere, I will go for that team. I hope it's Minnesota. That way I can see him in spring training, which is a few miles down the road.
You with this Wally Bassett, okay? You got to understand that this Terry Collins, who you give absolutely nothing, you give him nothing, put the Mets into the World Series last year and would have depleted freaking pitching staff. Every single one is hurt, and I would find out what that medical, whoever's taking care of these guys. Right? A Lugo, I mean, I don't even know. And you're on the verge of making it a wild card spot. I mean, you got to give the man his due. He's doing something. He's doing something, right? I mean, I don't understand that. You hate them. Just sold the Mets, took another team, and we don't have to hear about you with the Mets anymore. But you can't get back on it if something good happens. I don't want to hear you get back on the ship.
Well,
you're off
the
ship.
Back on it. I would get off it. I am off the ship. I really am off the ship. I'm totally on that. Now, you're right about
Terry
Collins.
Leaving you on the planet.
But this Terry Collins did nothing. I way back, I know guys can change, and he has changed, but he was terrible in California, the Angels, that kind of called California Angels. Terrible at Houston. He's done nothing with the Mets. Last year, you're right. That's because Murphy was like Beirut. Murphy doesn't do what he does. See, when Murphy came back to Earth, they got swept. They got lost in five games. Yeah, and they are overachieving this year. So I'll give him his due. And, you know, Wally and him have a good relationship. So, I don't dislike him as much as all the same the Wilpons. But I just can't stand the Mets. So you're right. I am picking a different team. I don't know where I'm going right now. But I don't know where I'm going. I want Wally Backman. He deserves a shot. If you listen to those interviews, you know, he stepped down because he wasn't going anywhere. They're not asking him to come up to manage, usually the AAA manager comes up at the end of the year. Kenny also doesn't like him. He was hired by Omar Minaya. I mean, Wally Backman deserves a shot. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Deserves a shot. I'm hoping somebody, some team gives him a shot. And that's the team I'm going with.
Well, he has a little baggage, but I'm sure that there's going to be some team that's going to give him a shot. But the problem is, he fought that, this is the word, supposedly, that he was confrontational with the ownership. They wanted him to do something, and he didn't do it.
And he did it.
You know?
But that's the point. See, he did what
that's
he
what
they
the
asked
word
him
is.
To do. Well, whoever put the Sandy Alderson, he's not saying he said that. Neither the Wilpons, because they like Bobby Backman. They protected Backman for years. So I don't know who said that, and that's why he's coming on these radio stations and saying, you know what, I batted this guy leadoff. Look at the stats. I made a Conforto bat against lefties every game except one. So you're right. He's got that reputation. But I'm just hoping before he drops it, I'm just hoping he did what he needed to do. He went to minors, manager of the year. He wins. All those players love him. They love him. Somebody please give him a chance before I die. Please.
Well,
before
I don't understand.
I die,
So wherever, if he gets a shot next year, whatever team he's on, that's the team you're going to go for, right?
Yes, 100%, brother. Yes.
Anyway.
I mean that. I mean 100%. But who's it going to? Does that have three teams?
Yeah. I don't understand how after 7 years of doing good in an organization, how you really didn't come up and be some kind of third base coach or bench coach or something like that.
Yes, they. In fact, if he's lying, I don't know if he's lying. He said in 2012, they offered him the third base coach position. He accepted it. 6 days later, they took it away. You know, and now using the AAA manager comes up to be the bench coach. Terry Collins, to his credit, lobbied for him to come up there. You know, and so I give him credit for that. The Sandy Olson doesn't like him for whatever reasons, and so whatever team. But brother, real quick, I don't know what teams are out there. You got to have a team that's pretty bad. I don't know, Minnesota. I don't know what teams would hire Wally Backman. I don't know.
Well, there's so much crap going on in San Diego Padres. Maybe over there.
Maybe, brother. But that's another time, brother. We're getting near the end of the show. Wow. I mean, we got about 5 minutes left. Unbelievable. Brother, real quick about some of the shows we've been watching. I love the HBO show, The Night Of. What's the actor's name? John what?
John Turturro.
Did you think he was great in that? I thought he was great in that role, brother. The show
was dry
and boring.
I thought he was the best one on that show. You know, a lot of them were like acting like statues, whatever. I mean, there was no emotion.
Yeah, the show was a little underwhelming for me. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't great. He was fantastic. Stranger Things, I haven't finished it yet. You didn't sound too enthused. You finished it. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
No. Fantastic.
Thumbs up. Okay.
Fantastic.
Maybe you want to give it away. Okay.
I didn't want to give it away.
So, Master Chef is over. You haven't watched it yet, but I will go back. You know who the final three is. I wasn't going to watch the final because there's one guy on that Master Chef, David, hot-tempered, and he kept walking off. I don't know how you feel about this, but he walked off, went past the doors, and left, and then Gordon went after him and brought him back. What's your take on that?
As soon as he put the apron down and walked, I don't even acknowledge him. I let him go, shut the doors, and concentrate on the people that are left, okay?
Yeah.
And I was upset, and Debbie, you know, watching it with Debbie, she called, you know, finally said that Ramsey there is getting a little soft. She lost respect for him. And not only that, both of the meals that he did didn't have everything on the plate. So how could you keep them? So you know, first of all, who they lean towards. So it's a little fixed.
I think so, too. It could be drama. You know, it could be. I think, like, in a Hell's Kitchen, for example, when it comes down to the final two, I think Gordon goes to one of those people that he picked, that have to pick teams, and tells them, I want you to walk out. I don't want you. I want to see how they handle it. I think that was six for drama. But I was disgusted. I'm not going to watch that anymore because he walked out the door, and it's not fair to the people who stay in the competition. It just
annoyed
me. Yeah,
I couldn't agree with you. Yeah.
All right. I hope that you catch up on AGT because I really, really, really want to know your opinion on the winner of AGT. So I hope you catch up so we can discuss that because I don't know. I think I may be done with AGT too. But I'd like to have your opinion. So if you get a chance, watch it.
I'll try it. I'll let you know if I really think I'm not going to watch it, then I'll let you tell me everything about it. But
All right. You let me know. But maybe by 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I really, really, really want to know your take on this. It was a great season. A lot of talent on the season. But I'd like to see what you think about the winner. So, all right, brother. We're getting down to the end here. So we'll be back 2 weeks, October. Hopefully, we get a regular schedule going. But any final thoughts here, brother?
Yeah, first I want to say that there's a new show coming up. It's called The Exorcist.
Me too. Watching it. Yep. But real quick, I'm afraid to watch Fox and ABC because they're notorious for starting a show and canceling it. But I'm with you on The Exorcist. Yes.
And I just watched the first episode of American Horror Story, and I don't know if you've seen it yet. I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, Jay didn't like it either.
It's real strange. Anyway, thanks for everybody coming back and listening to us. I know we've been off for a few weeks. We do appreciate you hanging out and hanging with us. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
Yeah, this was a great show today. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Just not enough to cover. You know, anyway, Frank, you got the money out there. Frank, anytime you want to donate and help us out, we can do a we have to pay for the premium. So if we pay for the premium, we could do a show every day if we wanted, or a four-hour show or a three-hour show. So let me know if you're interested, Frank, with the big money you're making here on overtime. But let me know, and I can get that sale up. But thanks for listening, everybody. Tell your friends about the show if you're listening on demand, trying to listen live. You can, because you want your input. So, for JJ, this is MG. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spending, something is missing from my experience.